Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What a way to begin the second hour with the newest guy in town, and certainly somebody who has been there, done that, qualified for just the most unbelievable positions that he's held. I mean, I was looking the other day, and Jason Horn, who's the new athletic director at Florida Memorial University, has indeed been around and worked with everybody from the NBA to the Detroit Pistons, and spent a lot of time in Louisiana and New Orleans, and he's kind enough to join us here on this Monday. Jason Horn, thanks so much. Welcome to South Florida, and nobody knows the NAIA like you do.
Thanks. It's been fun so far. I've been here since July 5th, started July 6th, and have hit the ground running. I want to start by saying, you know, the last time my name was said on this station, Hank Goldberg said it.
Wow.
Long time ago when I was working with, when the Olympics was in South Florida.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's right. You've had a lot of association in the past with the state, with University of Miami. You worked with the University of Central Florida as well. So, wow. Hammer and Hank. Yes, definitely a legend in the town. And certainly with you having an opportunity to come into a program, you know, that's been around for, you know, it has tradition, but we're now in 2021, and sometimes a lot of these programs don't update themselves to where we are. And certainly with you aboard, you're going to do that. And let's hit it right now. Let's talk a little bit about, I mean, obviously everybody knows about the football program, but I mean, this is a school that has many sports. I mean, this is not just a you know, everybody, they have football now, and they, you know, so I mean, but this is a program that is really, really a challenge to everybody in the Sun Conference.
Yeah, I mean, we're, you know, one of the things when I talked to President Hardrick when we were discussing the job is that we really want to, or he really wants to take the athletics department to the next level and, you know, contend for championships. And my motto, as I've said many a times, is win, grow, and graduate. We want our students to win when they get on campus from day one. We want them to grow from high school kids to young adults, and we want them to graduate from the university.
Right. You know,
so we're excited about I'm excited about the coaches that I get to work with, and I'm looking forward. We've got some student athletes on campus, but really when everyone kind of returns next month, it'll be pretty exciting.
You know, I was going to say while you were talking, and I was thinking about that, talking about where you're located, being in Miami Gardens, and a lot of people regard it as the epicenter. Now, this may stun you, but the epicenter for athletic talent anywhere in the world. Think about that. You have Olympic track gold medalists from there. You have basketball, mm-hmm. NBA basketball players. You have NFL players by the truckloads. You have professional track athletes. You have more, and baseball too. You have four kids who grew up in Miami Gardens, Opa-locka area, before it was Miami Gardens, which is that area now, that play Major League Baseball. So you are right in the heart of an athletic. I mean, everybody would love to be where you're situated, and you guys have tapped into that in all the sports.
Yes. I mean, I'm excited about that. I did not know that fact. And but it'll be great to get out in the community a little bit more and meet some of those folks and invite them over to campus and see our facilities and to just come over and enjoy some games.
Right. Now, as we're, you know, I'll tell you what, as we're speaking with Jason Horn, the new athletic director at Florida Memorial University, the one thing I wanted to talk about is your experiences. I mean, because you've had it from collegiately, professionally, as you mentioned, you work with both the winter and summer games in the Olympics, which is just, I mean, that's defining. You work with Conference USA, an outstanding conference as well. What are some of the things that you want to bring that you've learned along the way here that you know will be a good fit?
I think just you know, and I was talking about it earlier today, is with our basketball coaches is just to kind of bring kind of the outside of the when the clock isn't running aspect of sport. You know, the in-game entertainment, the things that kids enjoy when they come out to games, and really just kind of making it the total package. You know, those are a lot of the things that I picked up along the way. So, like, when I worked in the what was then the D League, now it's the G League, it was a lot of that. Minor League Baseball, it was a lot of that. When I was in the Mid-American Conference, and really just kind of, you know, building customer service, and we want people, win or lose, to go away talking, you know, making good water cooler talk right, when they get back to the office.
Yeah, no, I agree. Talk about, okay, what's different? Let's say Xavier. When you got to Xavier and they were a program that was looking out the same way that Florida Memorial is, you know, for just some structure, something to bring it updated. And you did an awesome job at Xavier. What did you do there that you probably maybe just because it was maybe a different school that you would do differently, or would you do the same things, just have to kind of modify things?
I think a lot of the same things. You know, I would say that at Xavier, when I got there, some teams were winning a little bit more. But one of the things that I like to champion is my job. Bill Bradshaw, who was the AD at Temple, one of the things he said to me a long time ago, he's like, the athletic director's job is to coach the coaches. And so I think I do a pretty good job of that with getting coaches to kind of think a little bit outside of the box when it comes to recruiting and just kind of as they analyze and visualize championships and what that means, and making sure that they get students that that can be successful at the school. I'll never forget talking to a tennis coach at Xavier, and I asked him, I said, what's one of the things that you really don't like dealing with? He's like, I don't like dealing with academic issues. I said, then why not recruit kids that are going to come with fewer academic issues? And he thought about it, and most of the years that I was there, the men's and women's tennis teams both led the GPA column. So it's really just kind of doing some of those things that I like to think that I do things based on logic. You don't hear that too often in sports sometimes.
No.
But you know, it's, does this make sense? So when I got here, I told all of the coaches, I said, you know, let's discuss different things. I said, if you were told no or to wait on something 5 years ago and it might make sense to do it now, let's take a look at it. See if it makes sense, and if it fits, maybe let's try it. You know, but
yeah,
I enjoy kind of trial and error. I'm not afraid to make a mistake. Sometimes when you make a mistake, especially in the marketing aspect, the fans don't know. You know, they have no idea. I mean, I'm sure in radio, there's times where you do something and you know, it didn't go as you planned, but people will tell you, oh, that was great. And you're like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But that's kind of the thing.
I understand. No, I agree with you. I mean, it happens. It happens probably in every walk of life, and certainly in this, in your job too. Jason, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you, being the type of person who immerses himself in the communities, I know that you were on the board of directors of the Greater New Orleans Sports Foundation, and also the Minority Opportunities Athletic Association, which is huge. I mean, especially in this area. I mean, it's a topic every day, isn't it, nationally? Talk about that and what you plan to do as far as the communities in Miami as well.
Well, the obviously I'm not in New Orleans anymore, so I'm going to step down from that position once my term is up with the Sports Foundation. But again, I'm scheduling meetings with different people locally, kind of looking at some synergies and where some things make sense. I'm going to continue as on the executive committee with MOA. Also, we'll do some things with the Sun Conference and with the football conference as well, and then just kind of see where it makes sense for me to be involved with different organizations in South Florida. So I've only been here a few weeks, so I'm really kind of.
I got you booked.
and really just kind of meeting different people and you know, I met with Big Brothers Big Sisters already and nice. Some other organizations, and really just kind of feeling it out and seeing where some people want me to be, and then just making some decisions based on time.
Good stuff. Jason Horn, the Director of Athletics at Florida Memorial University, thanks so much for taking the time. We'll catch up with you. Can't wait to see you maybe at a game, you know, on the sideline or watching you, you know, watch it, rooting those Lions on, because we know the coach extremely well. We have Coach Ice Harris on a lot, and we're proud of him and what he's become and what he represents.
Well, we hope to see everybody on September 11th out at Tres Palos Stadium for our long-awaited home opener.
Good stuff. Jason Horn, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it. Have a great evening.
Hey, you too.
Good stuff. Bye. New athletic director at Florida Memorial University. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute treats athletes of all levels. Elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.